Blog Talk Radio. What's happening? Welcome back. Hang on, get this mic. Make sure I'm not talking to myself, fellas. Unk, your mic open. Can you hear me?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right, good deal. We got a lot of people got on their mind today. We got 12 callers already. Shoot, boy. What's everybody been up to this past weekend? That's what I want to know. Everybody eat too much? Thanksgiving? What happened Thanksgiving? You can mute your mic. I'll get down, Shadow. Go. Yep. Wait till a little later get on our topic. I want to know what's the what's so attractive to Mexico about Mexico for everybody? Because it's been on fire here lately. Chime in, let us know what you think. Yep. Hang on, let me get my little list right quick. Little things we got happening this weekend. Hold on 1 second, fellas. Yep. Atmore got another race this weekend. So let me pull it up right quick. I'm going to write it down. Oh, me. Why should I be dealing with stuff? Hold on 1 second. Let me grab it right quick. Yeah, December 2nd and 3rd, Jason Sala got his show this weekend. At Atmore, I thought it was this weekend. Yep. That's a rescheduled race, I think. For that Boost versus Nitrous, if I'm not mistaken. That was got rained out. Another piece of paper on the last side. I'll look for it in a second. But I don't talk at the same time. Am I mic muted? Pull up some of that. All right. Pull up some. Hang on a second. I'm gonna give some detail on it right quick. It is put up or shut up. News, not news, Nitrous versus Turbo. 5,000 pot free entry, 16 call minimum. You got all steel, all glass, invitational. 10,000 payout, Outlaw Street, which is you got 1,000 payout. 2275 is no W's, free entry. Plus has updated tag and insurance. Friday and Saturday, Atmore Dragway. So the 2nd and 3rd, they all go. Clyde, your mic open. Who all planning to go on Atmore this weekend? My mic muted? Hello?
I hear you.
Okay, I was about to say, shoot, we got 17 callers. Ain't a person on the chit-chat, man. I think everybody just like to listen. Sit back. Guess we have to be messy and start some shit. Start some shit where we can get people to talk. People just like to be messy sometimes. That's it. Grab something. I'm waiting. Yep. That sucker is mighty quiet. Yeah, buddy. Help me on here. Chime in, dog. Tell me the progress, what you got. You made any progress over the weekend?
Yep.
Pull some other stuff right quick. You know me, I ain't. But I want to know where to track y'all to the pad. Is it free entry? What is it? Closer to home? What makes it appealing? And gets a crowd out there. Is it excitement of street racing? Well, you know, what is it? What's a crowd like that? We had the back of the track this weekend too. At No Problem Raceway. So hang on a second. 832-3259. Who we got? Mr. Glenn? Hello? 832-3259.
Man, why you talking all that bullshit, bro?
Huh?
Why you talking all that bullshit, bro? Who you wanted to be? Who you wanted to be, bro?
Who is this, Phil? Who?
That's me, bro. What's up?
What's up?
I'm just sitting back in the gap chilling. Trying to sit back in the gap chilling. That's all you heard.
Well, all right. Shit.
Okay. I'll be back out soon.
Yeah, me too, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got your new business, huh? New spot? Where that new spot at, Phil? Where your new spot at?
It's in Nicholson.
It's on exit one.
It's not too far from another place, but it's in Nicholson. Right near the interstate. Yeah, exit one. So you're coming down to exit four, get off on exit one, take a left.
Oh, the first one. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's right in, right when you cross the tracks right there.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot more room, a lot better spot too, you heard me?
No, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to make a move. Somebody bought the building from under us, so, you know, we had to move. You know?
Well, ain't nothing. Yeah, well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, they can't hurt nothing.
No, moving, sometimes a little move helps, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I get away from them fuck boys, you know?
Yeah, you move around and get a new little area. Changes. Hell, yeah. Good deal. Well, you close to the slide out and everything now, huh? All right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big old difference, you heard me? A little slow, but, you know, it's coming.
They'll come around. People looking yeah. for you. So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Quiet, man. They got 20 people on here. 23. And
yeah.
got two people talking. Oh, shit. You building another car? You found you another car? What you got? What you going to do?
Got a 2000 Camaro.
Oh, shit.
I got an SS Camaro, 2000 SS Camaro.
Why?
It looked like an Elite car.
Yeah, see, that's okay. I saw that one y'all posted a while back. Yep.
Yeah, that's the one I went to Huntsville, Alabama, and got.
Okay. All right. Hell yeah.
That
shit.
It's slow, bro. You know, it don't run. That's just slow.
Well, okay. Yeah. All right. Oh shit. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hell yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to build his braid back up, you know.
Yeah.
What up, Slick?
Hi, Rod, your mic open, too.
What's up, Bob?
You can hear me? What's happening?
Yeah, we open your mic. Your mic open. Nothing much, man.
Yeah, what up, Bill? Shit.
What's up, man?
Hey, I ended up with the grandbaby for the function.
Come, bro.
I ain't know I can get locked down like that. Grandpa, dude, that's the law.
Well, you got grandbaby now, bro?
Yeah, that's right.
That mother
old. Yeah, old man,
that great.
Yeah,
hey, I can't talk. I got four boys. Oh, no.
All I got is a puppy.
Got five boys. My grandson, and damn, I got three granddaughters.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn.
You know how mine go. I ain't got love yet. So you know what it is. You know what I got.
I got five grandsons and three granddaughters, man. I got two of them in New Orleans and five of them in California.
Damn.
Three girls and two boys in California and two sons in New Orleans. One in Florida, one in New Orleans. Oh, that's some shit, huh, boy.
I'm old as fuck.
Hey, brother, you're 52 years old, bro, in December, man.
How old?
52. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What'd you say, 52 or 62?
62.
Oh, okay, all right. Well,
6-2.
All right, 6-2. All right. Well,
you
don't
look 6-2. Yeah. 6-2, bro. I think I'm gonna be in jail for my birthday though.
Hello.
Hey, you know when I say something, I mean, I ain't gonna say nothing, but you'll hear about it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
I really think I'm playing now.
Well,
Don't do it.
No, I gotta do this one, buddy. I gotta do this one. I'm gonna sit there and wait on the police to come out there and do it, too.
Oh, no. Damn.
I swear on my... Hey, I'll get to you like this here. I swear on my own grave, boy. I'm going to deal with this motherfucker. I'm going to show this country motherfucker some sports.
Oh, man. Ooh, man. Yeah, what you up to, hot?
I ain't making no dollars, man. Just trying to get stuff right. You know, just
stay out of the way. Did y'all come off the trail?
Nope. Hey, you know what's crazy, Jamie? Crazy. You know what's crazy? I done raised 4 girls. I done raised 4 girls and got a granddaughter. And none of my girls even worry about a man as much as them men worry about me.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But see, the thing is, you know what I'm saying?
He come off the trailer.
I heard that then.
Yeah. You know what kill him, Danny? Is that we be making moves and setting up races and we don't have to advertise it. And if the people that we run it just so happen not show up, it makes me like, oh, them niggas just riding, pulling the car around. Mm-hmm. And they ain't ready for nobody. But the crazy part about it is, the motherfuckers you saying you pulling a car around and ain't racing nobody either don't have a car or ain't racing nobody or racing somebody else's car and then won't see, well, that's not your car. But I tell you what, I got his car, he got my car. He can take my car and run it like he want to, and I can run his like I want to. And vice versa. So, there ain't even a question about that. There's not a question about that. But it is just, they trying to find an option to talk about something. Man, go ahead and talk about
that's it.
As long as I'm on your mind, I'm doing my job.
Living rent-free.
I'm living rent-free in the head. Living rent-free in the head, Jim.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, man.
I got a motherfucker watching an hour-long video just to see if they saw anything I had come off the trailer. Man, you know what? I need to call YouTube and PayPal and all them and tell them, look, y'all go and put me on, man. Y'all can make some money off some of these cats.
Yeah. Advertisements. Get the royalty off them advertisements, yeah.
Hey, hate the money spend, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Is what it is, man. But yeah, we just I got an oil person on the turbo. I'll tell you that much.
Oh shit.
Period. And now uh-oh. Tell them they waiting to see it. It's there and it's ready. And guess what? It got oil pressure. I ain't putting no parts on it. You know what, Janet? I'm gonna call you in a few minutes. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna fire it up. Turbo not there now. I'm gonna show you something.
Man, nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing. I dare you.
Hey, get on two step. Get on a two step for us.
Hey. And run over something.
No, man, go see it. Just make sure you don't let the trans brake go too early.
You don't come off of it, huh?
No, I hope that solid state relay don't let loose like it did me in the shop one day. I said, I found a button today, and I put my foot on the brake because that somebody, I don't know what happened. That damn relay acted crazy or the box acted funny. That somebody,
I found one.
I
found one today doing exactly what you're saying, and I couldn't understand what was the problem. And what it was the button had a little bit of voltage leak across it. Not enough to show
it
on the test light. Then I put my meter on and it showed me 5.6 volts. It wouldn't turn the test light on, but it showed on the meter.
Yeah.
And that little bit of voltage running across there activated it and was holding it.
Yeah.
I said, man.
Yeah. But it was that old cheap solid state relay that I used.
Oh, yeah.
That something let loose. It pushed me through my brakes and I run into my hood and I almost went through the shop. Like, that's what you're trying to do. I said, I don't know, motherfucking let loose. What the hell? If I wouldn't have my food on break, I'd have went through the shop and went in the neighbor's yard. Tore his fence down to my fence.
That's yeah, I went across the parking lot at my shop and hit a coat.
Now I'll jack the bag up when I test it. Get the wheels off the ground.
I'm going to stand across the parking lot and hit a phone call. Yeah. I had to buy that bitch, too.
No, shit.
I had to buy it, bro.
I'm glad Pop's truck wasn't in the way, because I can T-bone that bastard. That's where we usually pull. We moved it out, too. Oh, we'd have had two wrecked vehicles. Yep, that's about it today. Well, hot, you can, what's appealing about Mexico? You think it's just nobody has to pay?
It's convenient. No, it's a convenience.
Yeah, convenience. You're close, huh?
We got more. No, not being close. We got more convenience. You got people cooking, selling food, selling drinks. Everybody be hanging out. So you have a bigger crowd on the street.
Hang on. If you're not talking, mute your mic. Somebody. You got scratching going on. That's your background. What would you say, Hot?
It's like what they said on the movie. Like, I think it's more or less it's just the ambiance. It's the ambiance. You just being in that area. You just being out there in the street. Everybody, the hype of who the police might come. And the street racing is grit. It's real grit.
Yeah.
Get it on.
Yeah. Well, that's what I kind of feel like some shit. It's been happening, boss. God damn.
Yeah, that motherfucker had a better crowd than motherfucking crack.
Yeah. Did Elton make a pass?
Who? Oh, man, go ahead.
He
made the same
pass
I made. I see that.
He
came
around
the trailer too,
huh? Yeah,
he
didn't ask him,
though.
Don't ask me.
Come on, man.
Hey, if you're waiting to talk, give me a few seconds to walk this mud I got while I'm out here.
You got me here trying to get to this motherfucker. Oh, fuck
yeah. Don't get up when they hit that kid and be going, crack, 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 tick, tick, tick.
Oh, no. Ain't no. Hey, mute your mic first.
Make sure it crank before you hear that.
Listen to that EFI prime up. You them pumps?
Well, you got pumps? You got two pumps?
Who? There we go, Daddy. You better have two pumps. You
I hear something.
It's cold out here.
Hey, you got to spray brake cleaner with the methanol. Get it cranked. I know you got the methanol on it. Go ahead and hit it with that little shot.
See, it's only me. I ain't going to be running back and forth. Fuck that.
Sound like the fucking door's gutted, too.
I couldn't hear all that. I got to turn on my thing up.
Yeah, you saw when he shut the door, it sounded like the dogs got it on that beer.
I was wondering what that noise was. He went on mute. Nah.
He's trying to start, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Michael Dillon, your mic, huh? Go ahead and talk about him, dog. Come on. Get inside. Come on. Crazy son of a bitch. Come on.
You hear me, Jamie?
Are you here now?
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Come on. Inside. Get in here. Fuck.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, run me over.
There you go. Shit. What's he? Hey, you that's a street car, huh?
Like that shit. That shit burn.
This boy got methanol. See that? Tell him all himself. He got two pumps. He got methanol. What pumps you got, huh?
I don't care if it's ethanol, methanol. That's
what
the fuck
ever
it is.
That methanol burn your eyes like that. M1.
It's all good.
Sound like how. Anybody call you for play with your tongue? Go ahead. Over here.
Yeah, Ali, keep fucking with Michael Dillon. Michael Dillon gonna fuck y'all up with that rollerball.
Man, come on, man.
The nature
fuck. Beat that rollerball, gonna split y'all where y'all came from.
Roller ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, shit, he got a 20-year jump on us. He better. He already fucked up his first
time. Man, the roller. Roller ain't gonna race no big block that we sit over here on no one kid like he got. You can't even melt the roller and make it come over here.
Uh-oh.
We ain't gonna talk about a stripper. Man, we got a third in Camaro that's life. Come on, man. 601-6-5632, who we got?
This is Rick.
What y'all got going on, man?
Who is this?
It's Rick.
Rick, okay, what's happening, man?
Man, nothing, just here. Yeah, just how shit y'all got going on.
Not a lot.
What's
man.
Up, McCormick? What's up, Rick?
What up?
Chilling. A12 and I'm what?
That's Rick.
That's Rick.
Y'all going to next, Rick? Y'all got ammo this weekend? Yeah. Yeah, they got that. I saw Jared was calling, looking to see if they wanted some action with the call. Yeah. Y'all got anything locked up?
Heck, man. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, they're supposed to be. Well, it'll be good this weekend. The weather gonna be pretty good too. The rain like it's gonna hold off. Yeah, that's about it. There ain't much happening, man. We just waiting for people to get some oil pressure. That's it. That's what I'm waiting to do. Try to get some pressure, man.
Well, I don't even know what my man name. I can't even match. Hang Gang, he ain't know him?
Ain't sometime he listed now. I don't know if he on here now. But, Hang Gang, if you on here, hit the one button. I know he worked night, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Well, I think they usually listen. Ain't nobody hit the one button. He might not be on. He might listen. Well, he might listen to it the next day, you know.
Yeah.
But, were you trying to do something with him?
I like fucking with him.
Oh, okay. He like me. I like to go find him in the track mess.
Me. Uh-huh. Tell me what, really? Probably.
Yeah, I don't know if he ready or not. But ain't too many people been racing, ain't? unless he went somewhere had private tests. There ain't too many races going on, no, so. Hey, y'all going to New Augusta, no glory, Rick, or y'all going to stay home?
I got to wait. I'm going to wait that big weekend and see. I need to, make one pair.
Uh-huh.
I need to make a pair.
All right.
It's about too late. About locked in.
Yeah, they got a big list. Every year it's like that.
About
two or three in action. What about that? That's it, man. Nothing happening, dog. Same old, same old. Quiet as a mouse, man. Nobody talking nothing. A little laid back. That's it. Damn, I forgot I had Apple this weekend. Yep. I ain't better make it. I shit to do. Yep. What you cooking over there? I know you cooking something. Oh, you done fell off. It's quiet tonight. Man, I see something there. Yeah, buddy. Let me see something out. Yeah, man. Hot your mic over.
All right, my bad, man. Shoot. Hey, I didn't. Remember, Chief told me he was gonna call me that morning, right? Chief called me about 6 o'clock that evening. Yeah, what's up? I said the day before Thanksgiving, cooking. What's going on? Oh yeah, it's morning for me. I said, oh man. So I didn't get to get my corners in. It was a little late. But I'm doing a little something or another. Pork chop, see? A little pork chop and some chicken breast. Shit like that.
Is it cooking tonight?
I'm passing the time on Tuesday, man. Why not?
But, so you ain't gonna come get your chickens, huh?
Now watch this.
Cheese. Cheese, what time you call me?
I call it like 3 o'clock.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you're going to steal 2 hours. But then you told me you're going to call me tomorrow, right,
James? Let the traffic die down. I'm going to call you. Let you know when
you
come.
No, that's why I say you call me at 5. And I said, let me let the traffic die down, and I'm going to call you. But once I was solid and cooking, I couldn't leave it. So I was like, well, I'm going to go anyway. And then you was like, you was tired. So I said, well, I'll get with him. So you're going to steal 2 hours from him. Oh, my dog.
Man, don't try.
Hey, Jamie, didn't he tell me he was going to call me that morning?
Yeah, I thought he said something. He was going to call you. I told him, I said, hot, mate. I mean, I wanted him to let me know when you come over. Shit.
Don't do it, Jamie. Don't do it, Jamie.
Oh, you call me, chick.
Yeah, you know you said that morning. You know you said you were coming that morning.
There ain't no big deal. I still got him.
Well, yeah, I'm good. Hey, I got a little meet. I got a meeting in the wee hours, and then after that, Well, you say you got a little thing you be doing, you know. So if after that you're not tired, let me know.
All right. How do I come on and shooting at me? How do I came on here shooting
at me? Oh, no. Boy, y'all already got smoke over there. Y'all on high alert on that end. Boy, they ain't nobody doing nothing over
there. Wait. What? Who on high alert? I missed that. Who on high alert?
Y'all close to Covington?
Yeah, who on high alert? That's it.
What you talking about?
That boy burning people up back there in the back of that church and...
Before the bodies are still smoldering, they caught his ass. I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. I'm just saying. You fuck up over here, you better have a clean record or don't have didn't do nothing near that. So they come and knock on everybody's fucking door. They got it. Where was you at? Oh, you better not slip or be riding around dirty and get pulled over and you got a shit. They going to give you the third degree around this son of a bitch, especially when they trying to find somebody. Shit. Hunchy? Hey, if you got a record and you messing up, best thing you do when shit like that, bring you better sit your ass at home and lock the door and don't even peep out the window. Because they're going to get your ass. They don't fuck around. All right, nervous. I said, shit. I ain't did nothing. I said, man, you better be
in trouble. I don't even be in trouble. I just don't want to deal with them.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I just don't feel like I call it harassment.
So you might find anything. You just make up some shit.
Yeah.
Say, you gonna get it, baby.
One day when you got word, they get it over here, dog. They get it. But then they had them two kids.
You gonna kiss the baby.
I lost in the woods, and they went Jefferson Parish, and
You see how many people came out for that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna go to my office.
What'd you say, it's
hot around there, boy. It's so hot around there. I was messing around in my yard, but back there by my vehicle, people. What was going on back there? It's just me. It's hot around there. You know what? I'm just gonna go on work from home today.
They don't like that shit made the news.
30 years.
He just made it hard for everybody in that jail to get parole. Because he came from Rayburn, they see.
He's 30 years.
This man, he burned up the priest, man.
Yeah. And somebody else.
He gone back home now.
Yeah.
He ain't been in there long. That's home. He just wanted to. That's a motherfucker that said, I don't care to go back. I don't care if I go back. You better believe him. That's a real one. That's a motherfucker out there talking about that shit. Then did 4 months. Then did 4 months. Talking about, I did it on my head. You heard? Man, it's a two dumb ass up. Bet you me.
Yep. 504-1222. Who we got?
Hey, what's up, Jeremy the Dance Gang, man?
What's happening, man? He fell off too.
Oh.
He fell off right before you called, man. Like, but boy, when Hot Rod got back on. I told him you'd be listening.
Hold on, wait, really not looking for me, huh?
He's one of the best. We just see what he's doing.
He said he like messing with you. They just like.
Oh, we can talk. Oh, we can laugh and talk all day on the phone. But, man, Redneck, I'm going to fall for that, man. No way.
I ain't
getting back
phone.
On here, though. I fought with him for a minute, but nah, ain't nothing happening with that, bro.
G's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Cheese on the phone.
What that mean?
I got someone on tell Cheese, but it's not on the phone. Cheese did something I found out, bro, about a couple of days ago, bro.
Uh-oh.
He heard my
phone. Oh, no. You definitely had to call me on that, because I definitely don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Cheese.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. I mean, you got to stop putting this off your head, bro.
Uh-oh.
Oh. That's what you talking about. What you talking about a couple of days ago? You serious about calling?
Yeah, you know I'm serious about your football calls. You know what my call is. Stop playing.
No. I said, are you serious about calling me?
Oh, yeah, I'm serious about calling you.
Oh, you were just joking.
Yeah, man, you got to stop putting this off, man. Man, you need to go in on and get this over with, bro. Then I can't save you no more. I'm being honest with you.
Huh? Hey, bro.
I can't see if you know.
I know the little curly hair must have curled up on your chest, and you got big, but hey, fuck it.
Yeah, I keep telling you about that. All right, now, bro. All right. When can I expect you, bro?
I did some burn-offs today.
You did some burn-offs today? All right.
Oh, y'all talking about running each other? Shit,
Yeah, but...
They kept saying,
telling them, you know, don't mess with me. And he's standing,
Kenny,
you know, throwing them little rocks.
Kenny told you what happened when you ran each other right now. Kenny told you that.
Kenny told you you better
leave
me alone.
Kenny told him
he best leave me alone. That's what Kenny told him.
Man, Kenny said, man, I will walk off and leave you right now, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, hey, Jamie,
did
you
hear this?
Huh?
Where my piece? I had my little paper with all of my list. Damn, I threw away my paper. Damn it, I had my little list. We had a list. Topic last week was, what two cars you want to see line up against each other, Haynes Gang? And they had a list of about 27 races. So I was going to add you and Corey, Haynes Gang, right? And Corey and Pierre Breed.
You see me calling that list last week, huh? He ain't calling, asking about that list last week.
He wasn't on it last week, probably.
I was working. Yeah. I ain't nobody, but all you got to do is call me, man. You got my number. You can at least call me.
That's just a topic on the show, man. That's all we do.
Put our name on the list.
We got to have a revisit this, Cheese, because I lost my list. I need to give me a little notebook like Pete had.
Hey, Jamie, he keeps telling Kenny that I'm his little brother and all that. It was cute.
Man, hold up. When the last time when Kenny said I talked to him?
Yeah, you stop now because you've been saying that. You've been saying the passes I was putting down. You stop that. And you know me. Everybody know I told that time slip in a minute. You know me.
Wait a minute. What passes? Tell me where they at where I can look them up because I ain't looked at no passes on you, bro. I ain't lying.
Yeah, you know, man. You said that. You watched them. Hey, you laughing now. I'm catching the water box.
I'm asking you. I'm being serious right now.
Go play.
What track you was at? What track you was at?
I was at no problem. Baton Rouge. You see me putting it down. What you talking about?
I have not seen you. That's what I'm asking.
All right, okay.
What day I need to go look for? What's the recent one?
Well, I'm broke now, bro.
Don't be like Elton now. Don't be a ghost racer when you just say you putting all these passes on and I just asked.
Yeah, I got nothing bad to say about
you can't remember.
I ain't getting in that between you and Elton. Hey, bro, man, you got some small problems.
I called like I said. You ain't ghost racing no man. What day is that? You say you at the track since you say I seen it.
Oh, man, you can go anywhere and pull me up at every function y'all ever had. I've been there.
Oh, I got app tape on that. That was years ago. I thought you was talking about recently. You said recently.
Oh, no. My car been broke for a minute, and we having some technical problems, but it is what it is.
The technical problems,
yeah,
Kenny said,
problem.
You go fuck around with cheese and that shit, you're going to have real problems.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
This is genius. He's genius.
Man,
he's genius.
He's
genius.
Man,
he's genius.
Man,
he's genius. That's what that is. See that?
Yeah. Yeah,
man,
Kenny said, don't you go fucking with cheese. Talking about no technical problem with you.
Yeah.
Like that. You're going to get your head busted.
Hey,
white.
This is the problem I have with you. You went by that
what
guy
problem?
Over there in Baton Rouge, and you bought something from that guy in Baton Rouge. You know I was supposed to buy it, bro, and you went behind my back and got it anyway.
In
Baton Rouge? You bought something from retail.
You come
huh?
on from retail?
Huh? Yeah, you bought something for retail. You know it's supposed to be mine.
What did he buy? Tell us what he bought. Man. This dude.
Nah, hold on, Jeremy. It wasn't nothing but some wheels, Jeremy. That's all. It was just some wheels.
Man, I was going to see who was talking about.
Look at Jeremy.
Like,
Jeremy said, oh, boy, he's trying to buy a big old motor or something.
Yeah,
old,
hey, retail was
going
to
be the same mission. I hope it ain't no car.
Man, Riddell told me you beat me to the punch on the wheels. I was like, wow. I was okay.
Oh,
can't
you
mad.
Oh, man, I had it about a year, man.
Man, that man talking about
you had
the wheels. Yeah, he talking about them. He had them. Every time I tried to go get them, he kept putting me off, and now he didn't get them. Man, knew you was inactive.
He never told me nobody else was coming to get them.
Man, read
that. He never
man,
told
man,
me that about know. Nobody else coming to get them. Them wheels sitting at the shop right now. Brand new slicks on them, too.
Hey, the rims on the slicks?
What?
The rims on the slicks?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, they're on up.
Hey, how much you want for
them? Uh-uh. Ain't for sale.
Come on, bro. We both know you
man,
ain't going to
what
on,
you going
to
do with slicks, bro? What you going to do with slicks?
I'm going to put them on the back of my car,
huh?
Bro.
Shit. You fuck around, bro. You fuck around put some slicks on. You. That's the only way you'll get away from me.
Man, I just want the rims. I don't
the only way you'll get away from me.
Man, stop it. Stop it, man. Hey, can I buy the rims from your way, bro?
No, they're not for sale.
Yeah, I knew you're not for sale because I knew you already gave them away, bro. But it's cool, though. I ain't worried
no,
about it.
No, I ain't gave them away. They for the other car. We got another Mustang.
I know.
We got two
I
Mustangs.
Yeah, I know.
You seen what? You seen what?
I got no way around that, man. Come on. Look. Hey, we ain't going to put family business in the street. Stop. We ain't going to put family business in the street. Stop.
What have you seen? Boy, you killing me. What have you seen?
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. It's good. How you been doing, bro?
Oh, I'm a lot better now. I told you I was doing some burnouts today. So how long is it going to be before you ready? You want me to call Kenny and ask?
No. Kenny, you don't got to ask Kenny. All right.
Just check.
When you get off the phone, I'm going to call and tell you who to ask. They'll be able to tell you. I should be ready about another 2 weeks.
Oh, you going to tell me who I need to ask?
Yeah. You know what to call it. Stop playing, man. Stop playing, bro.
I just say, let me call Kenny.
Yeah, see, there you go. All right. See, Jamie, I'm sorry. Brian, me to call him and monopolize your radio show, bro. But
no, we need somebody to talk. I'd be in here. Listen, I'd be sitting here. We don't have nobody want to talk. Good, you need somebody to
see,
talk
Jamie,
to.
Jamie, when I catch you,
I don't
want to
talk about the race.
Box, hey, watch me get around that water box. We ain't going to be having all this. Here. Watch. Just watch.
Who,
just
me?
Watch. You.
Man, you driving?
Now, you know Heavy going to drive for me. Come on, now. You know better than that.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So you got a high
hey,
driver.
Hi.
You got a high-end
hey,
driver.
Heavy.
I don't.
Say
hey,
hi.
Hey.
Do what?
Heavy, I mean, you're just a better driver than me, that's all.
We're about to find
oh,
out.
Okay.
We're going to find out who got the fastest small block cold box, huh?
See, there you go.
Hey, he think he's being slick. That's why I think he ready for me. Think he being
slick.
I
ready for you. I do have one.
Oh, man, that little putt you had before you went on. Come on, bro.
I see.
Hey, Jamie.
James is going to find out who got the fastest cold box small block.
Hey, Jamie,
I told you where my money is. I told you where my money is.
What you say, Clive, your mic back open?
I told you my money with Jimmy.
Hey, I want y'all to support him. He gonna need some support after I bust that ass. He gonna need some support back. He gonna need it, bro.
Jamie, anybody on their wish list, Jamie?
Huh?
Anybody else have me on their wish list?
Anybody else got who on the wish list?
Anybody else that want to wish list?
Oh, wait, cheese?
No, anybody else besides Cheese, they don't want to reach me?
Oh, it's you. No, huh?
Oh, all right.
I know you said you still going to honor you. I just want to know if you're going to honor your race with Clyde. You said you give me back kind of hit.
Man, I never told Clyde I was giving no back time.
You always be Clyde. You always be Clyde.
You
said
it.
I ain't never told Clyde that.
You said it.
No, y'all said that. I was just looking at y'all laughing. I can't afford to get Clyde no hit. Man, I got
to run out of cheese. Well, listen. Cheese said he could beat Clyde, and you say you could beat Cheese. So,
but that's
what's up with that?
That's family stuff that y'all are doing over there. I'm not trying to get into that.
But you could beat. No, shit.
Man, I'm going to give it to Clyde the same way everybody else give it to Clyde. I can't give him nothing. I'm going to beat him, though, but I'm not going to give him anything.
Golly, boy. That boy got that respect, boy.
And I'm not going to never see Clyde faster than me unless Clyde's going to post something else.
He not, man. That's what you say. Got to make it right.
Shit. Clyde got a motor just like I have a motor. Shit. I can't give Clyde nothing, man. You know what I mean? I can't do it, man.
Y'all ought to be able to give up the hit. See, y'all running me, y'all be able to get a hit.
Man, I think you ain't quiet about what y'all did.
Uh-oh.
I'm not impressed by that North Carolina. Hey, see that big speech you gave me last time about North Carolina, man? I'm not impressed by that, man.
What North Carolina?
Now, see, I'm not going to do that now, Jamie. I'm talking to him now. I'm not going to do all that now, Jamie.
You on the show, people. You can't keep secrets on a show like that, man. I know you on the show, man. We're wrong. We're trying to figure out what you're talking about. We like, no,
it must be where Cheese going to move out to get his asshole blowed out.
No, he ain't going to.
No. Y'all, hey. Y'all talking a lot of funny shit. You on my ass, hey, y'all, boy. Y'all talking some shit.
Hey, Cheese.
We can call
we can call Kenny right now. We can ask Kenny who you think the fans are me and you right now.
Man, why would you want to do that to get yourself embarrassed?
Oh, man, stop it, man.
I already told Kenny, you my little brother.
Yeah, that's where the problem coming in right there, man. I wouldn't bone to play the brother role. I got a big brother already. Like, I can't wait to see him.
What you want to call me when I whoop you then? What you going to call me?
I'm going to tell you good race, Cheese, and wake your ass up. Wake up, you in La La Land. You think I'm going to beat you, man? Stop it.
I ain't in no La La Land. Now when it comes to drag racing.
I just want to let you know I saw the last time you and Dan, you ran. I just want to let you know I seen it, no?
Yeah. Go watch that tape again. Go watch it.
Man, I wasn't impressed.
You wasn't supposed to be impressed.
Well.
The only thing you should have been impressed on was that light.
What light?
Kenny told me leave you alone because y'all are good friends.
Man.
Ooh.
Kenny said, man, leave him alone, June.
That's
my
friend. I wouldn't believe that for nothing in the
world. He said she's got a peace bond.
No. Oh?
A peace bond. She's got a peace bond.
Oh, no, 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 no. Man, I got no peace bond. Man, let me see each other.
No. She's filed a peace bond.
Yeah, right.
Nah. Kenny is like real partial to cheese, bro, and you know, I wanted to stay in the group. I rat, so I ain't rat on no kids, you know. I want to stay in the
group.
You
know they gonna run you off.
Yeah, I ain't want to get ran out the group. So I went on. I just played my player position, bro.
No.
Kenny got cut when he found out how his student backing up.
Hey, hot.
Hey.
You ever started turning down to raise hot?
Nah, you go in there. You get in there now.
Hey, bro, let me tell you. I done lost to a lot of fast dudes, man. Shit. Hey, I raised Jesus.
I ain't fast. I'm not fast. I'm just faster than you.
We all know you're not. We all know you're not, but we just, you know,
okay.
Take a conversation.
I'm glad we all know when y'all can we all hold hands after one by one. Yeah?
That's
gonna be
we
the people. We the people on the other side of the lake.
Yeah,
y'all hold hands. Somebody got to hold your hands like we got. God damn it, that motherfucker got away from us.
Hey, hot.
Yeah.
Kenny ain't been talking to me lately anyway, so hey, it is what it is.
I ain't told Ken not to talk to you. Why would he talk to you if he got your call? He got your call and he be talking to you.
I've been getting a little
mad. Students be acting. Students are not act like that.
Jeez,
I know.
Get the pep.
I be talking to class.
Students.
Huh?
What you mean? You're not acting no wrong way. He just don't want to be a little brother no more. I know how when you want to be the big brother and you go get one of them fist fights with your big brother and he whoop that ass and he still find out you little brother.
Yeah. Got my ass whooped before, but it wasn't nothing about you, shit.
I'm supposed to be.
It is what it is.
You know, you guys just gotta put little brother back in place. That's all.
Gee, you must have really been doing some burnout today. Cause you talking some shit.
Man, she's sitting at home watching videos, man. Come on, man.
Hey, I started to post some videos, but I don't want to scare your ass off. I want you to be right there. Element of surprise.
Man, I promise you.
Kenny told me don't mess with cheese. Kenny told me don't mess with him. What?
Hey, hi, Rad. I'm about to be Eddie Kane. I'm about to get through out the group.
I'm gonna make it known that Kenny don't kick you out the group because his ass whooping you gonna get.
Well, I tell you what, when we get off the show, man, you can call Kenny and wake him up, and I guarantee you, Kenny gonna tell you that I will not turn down no race fade from you or nobody else.
Oh, no, I never said you turned down no race. What you mean? I never Ken said you turned down a race.
Ken ain't going to tell you that you could beat me, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, he told you that a couple times.
Okay.
Your Kenny told you that a couple times, but you hard-headed.
Man, Kenny told me that the first day I brought my car over, he said, you know what it's called for? I said, nope. He said, all right. And that's the only time me and him talked about you and your car. That was about it.
I heard you all in my car. That's a lie. I know you know all the shit I got in my car.
I was all in your car?
Yeah.
Nah, I was just trying to see what that little box was in there, man. And Ah,
see that talking about?
Hey, look. Hey, Jamie, I wanted to buy
see that talking about?
That nigga said I have enough motor. I was like, all right. Okay, my bad.
Oh, so, T, you really got that cool box.
Oh, I can't hear you, Hot. I can't hear you.
I know.
Yeah, he know he got one. He laughing. He know he got one.
Oh, yeah,
got, wait, wait, wait. What I said I had?
Two cold box.
MSD? I got MSD box.
Yeah. You got MSD, all right.
I do.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's cool. That works, too.
Now, I ain't never lied to nobody that said I didn't have a cold box. But that ain't it ain't what all y'all think it is cut out to be. It
okay.
Just run more efficient for me. On you whistling.
Oh, yours more efficient than everybody else's.
No, remember, I had the prototype. We had to get it to where it became more efficient. Because Pete had them notes. Remember, he saying the left side. And he wasn't lying at one time when he kept saying that number four piston. Oh, man, but that we got that bitch figured out now.
All right, now.
I can blow a mother bottle through that motherfucker now.
Oh, so you can blow all the pistons out of there now.
Oh, yeah.
For one?
But
for
I,
one,
I don't run that much on my car. I don't run no more than 300 shot of notches on my car. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's good.
Wow.
Number 28 pistons.
But they say a smaller jet on a cold box is pretty much double. So you running 600, chief?
Oh hell no! Nah.
Okay. Ain't my business though, but you know I just ain't
that first move I had never would have took a cold box. That's what I was running. I run the cold box on there.
You must be talking to High Ride, right?
Wait, what? I'm telling the truth.
Well, I know you had a cold box.
My
first time I couldn't take the cold box.
Oh, and I knew it was on life support when I started running. I knew it was. when I put it in there, I knew it was on life support.
So you already
started. It ain't on life support now. It ain't on life support now.
So you're saying, Dan, you
went all around the world. I got you another one. I understand. That's cool.
I went around the world. Man, I went right there to my favorite engine builder, Diamond Engines. I don't care who don't like it. He's a man for me. Diamond Engines.
That's
right there in hand. Way around the world.
Right back to Carolina and want a fight.
I ain't been to North Carolina. I don't know what that dude talking about. I ain't been to North Carolina.
Carolina. Now you said North. I said Carolina.
He said Carolina. And I ain't been nowhere in
Carolina.
I have not been in the state of Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they ship. They ship them.
Oh my God, this dude here talking about. Man, my motor comes from right there in Hammond. His might have been, but that's what it ended up at.
I know, bro. Mr. Don, a good friend of mine, too.
Oh, I know Don and gave my secret, so I ain't never got to worry about that. Oh! Yeah, I do know you be up there trying to figure out what's going on with my motor be there.
No,
yeah.
That wasn't me.
Man, I want my motor to run like cheese motor. I want my motor to run like cheese motor. He said, I can't do that.
Hey.
That man got some shit I can't get no secret on.
Yeah.
Hey, Hop, watch this here.
Yeah.
Nah, Ricky told me the truth. Not Mr. Don, but Ricky told me the truth. Now, that's it.
Right. No,
there you go.
See, that's just it. Ricky don't even know all my secrets.
Nah,
Ricky don't know all my secrets.
I know, bro.
See,
I'm
just talking to yourself.
Jamie,
I told you that
Jamie,
you're trying to find out about my mood. You just told on yourself.
There
we
go.
We got Ricky. Come on.
Hey, hang on, y'all, one second. 504-4044. Who we got? That's just making me wait. 4404, who we got? Hello? All right, go back on mute. Let me see who that is. Hang on, let me see if I got it on that list.
I never heard that one before.
That's Alan. Oh, Wes called from this number. Wes or Alan called from this number. I got two names by. The mic might be muted. Alan or Wes. Two names by. Alan. Can you hear me? Unmute your mic. That's Alan. Mike might be muted. He muted me somewhere. All right. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I had to read my this chicken scratch I got. Right.
Why
are
you making
all
this
stuff,
Jamie?
Well, I actually did some work yesterday. I finished a little exhaust piece I had to put on and laid out, moved my tank at that clearance I needed off that exhaust. So I'm close. Why, what you asking for?
Oh, no, man. I'm just asking you questions.
Okay, man.
I'm just talking
you
to you.
Remember you told me to use my whip me. You know when you told me that you give me the hit because your man is a hired gun, and you said, look, it wouldn't be fair because he's going to leave you on the tree. So I'm going to go ahead and let you leave so it'll be even off there because he's going to steal it back.
Man,
you can do exact words. Not exactly,
man,
but that's kind of what you meant to say.
Man, you be on that golf cart. I don't know what you be doing on that golf cart, but I can't get no.
I be conversing with you, get my lineup right, so seeing who
I'm gonna handle.
I
must have been just talking fast time with you then, because that's not gonna happen, Captain.
So you can get me excited, motivating me to work on my car, man. You see, because my driver
is
so good, I can let you tell that, and we gonna catch you.
But that sounds like something I say. That sounds like something I say.
That's what I'm saying. Like make a show, man. People don't want to go see nobody get gapped. They want to see a good race, you know, something nice and, you know, a good race. They don't want to see nobody get dominated. It's boring, you know?
Yeah, that's all according to the driver and the tuner, man. I mean, a lot of people don't want to get gapped, but it happens sometimes.
Oh, no. Well,
believe it, I tell you, it's funny. You usually go down about 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
and
that's a wrong race or not. Don't nobody want to lose, man.
Well, I find losing. Oh, I lose.
I lose too, shit. I ain't going to lose to that guy I'm on the phone with right now, though.
Wait,
you see that
shit,
up?
Tea.
Yeah, what he said, clear that up. I didn't hear
it. He said he was
losing
on the phone with him. Losing no guy on the phone. He's talking on the phone with.
Well, you got Clyde on the phone. You got Hot Rod. You got Jamie. Clear it up. Don't say that guy.
Hey, Clyde. How you doing, Clyde? You doing?
What's up, buddy? What's up?
Man.
Nothing to just speak around you, man.
Hold on, Clyde. What you done these dudes, bro?
What's talking about?
Promise something I don't know about.
No, we just eat nachos. We just all eat nachos,
okay.
That's all.
No. Okay, all right.
You don't eat nachos,
cheese? Plenty of them. I eat plenty of them.
Better get them while you can. As it is, you're going to be eating popcorn. Understand.
Umbra.
You got shit done, Amy.
I like how hot you on, puffing you up. When I blow that candle,
hey, I'm talking about whooping your ass too, Chief.
Oh, no, man, hey. You got a date. There ain't no damn. We already got that date.
Who you got a date with?
I got a date with Hot Rod. I got the Quinn. He might, if we run, it'd be kicks and giggles. But I got a date for your punk ass, and she want to say something. I got a date for Junior too.
So,
man,
that's
well,
my date.
You better if after those three races, you better get a date with Diamond Engine again. That's what you're gonna need.
I'd gladly get another Diamond Engine after I done whooped y'all. Shit. I done took out three champions supposed to be. Yeah.
Ain't nobody
I the legend right now.
I ain't never
had a grudge race. What is he talking about?
You ain't never had a grudge race, and they didn't mark you up, and they scared to death for you.
The only person I lined up to rolled out of there on me. And that was Hot Rod.
Well, they know Clyde against
the
box.
He can't get it out. He's trying to be trying to get on the box.
What happened when you and Daniel got in the box? Y'all didn't even race, man. Y'all ain't did nothing, man. You ain't doing shit, man. Fuck.
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Say that one more.
I'm gonna see what the people don't want.
What they don't
y'all
want, I gave Danny the belt.
Yeah, y'all ride around that fucking party bus somewhere else. There ain't no, we don't allow party bus around here. You ain't got a permit. Fuck that.
All right. You still ain't gonna take that heat off your back, boy. You got some heat on your ass right now.
On one of them suits like the Snake Coudon used to have on, that silver suit. I'm gonna take that heat. That's right.
Okay.
But you trying to take the heat off of your back.
I'm taking heat off my back when I just said I got a date with all three of y'all. If I got a date with y'all, they take the heat off.
I ain't got to take no heat off.
I never said that. That's your word.
You just said it.
That's your word. Say that man ain't never raised nobody.
Clyde, did he say you ain't grudged nobody and everybody scared of you? So I'm nobody.
That did not come out my mouth.
That's exactly.
That didn't come out my mouth.
You just said it.
What are you talking about? I just said it.
Rewind the show.
Yeah, rewind it.
Hey, I need one free corner pin behind that insult.
No.
No, you said nobody want to run.
That man said that. I didn't say it. I said, y'all the three champs, I'm coming for y'all. And you said, Clyde. I said, I ain't no champ. I ain't never ran nobody.
No, you said, well, Clyde, you ain't never ran nobody.
I did not say that.
Corey,
I do want to know why they're scared of him, though.
Everybody's scared of me, dude.
Man. Hang game with this. Nah. I don't want another Clyde. Nah.
Wait. I ain't got no business
getting next to no Haynes game.
Hey, Clyde. You gonna get it anyway because you hang with him.
See, you try to be friends. You know what I'm talking about? See how the nigga slap me in the face?
You try to drop a dime on it. Hey, it don't hurt when it comes from outside the circle.
Huh?
It hurt when it comes from inside. So
exactly.
Some smiling faces.
Awesome. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know why you sound scared of Clyde. I ain't got no problem with Clyde, but...
Now, hold up. Now, you going to renege on yourself? Didn't you just tell that man
You got
to
give it to
him
because
you
rolled.
If you know you're trying to put the hitman on Clyde, first you say to somebody after him, then you try to put the hitman on him.
I don't have no problem with that. If Clyde gets caught in that water box, oh, well, I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Don't, hey, why you mumbling your words, bro? You scared to say that?
Because, no, because I
Clyde in the water box.
You
went Clyde in the water box. I'm like, God damn, he went to mumbling on when
it
comes to what was happening.
I was trying to say it without laughing. But I'm just saying. It is what it is.
Yeah, you knew it.
You got problems.
Hey,
you got problems with me, though.
Hey, Clyde, you guilty by association, Clyde. Let's get it out. Let's get it out in the open. You guilty by association.
You ain't got to worry about him, Clyde.
You can't be. You got making all that horsepower. You got a serious motor.
Wait,
you just said it earlier. Hang on. You just said it earlier. Kenny said your motor can't handle a cold box. So now you got a motor with a cold box. Man, you must have a serious piece.
The
man
said
you can't jump put a cold box on it.
The Carolina motor. Hey, he went up there to one of them races out there in Carolina and called one of them East Coast motors, and he thinks somebody crazy. But you bring your East Coast eyebrow ass out here and get your eyebrows pulled off your ears.
Who are we talking about?
Anybody with that motor from Carolina?
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about. My motor came from Hammond, Louisiana. I know you ain't talking about me.
You brought it home and got it refreshed.
Yeah.
You don't remember, I was in the parking lot when y'all sitting on the back of that Burgundy Dually.
Sorry,
Dad.
I got it all.
You want me to send you the picture?
He good. I fixed it. He good. What did I do? Anything going to pick my motor up and going to North? I mean, from Carolina.
You want me to send you the picture with that Kool-Aid smile?
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
I know that slow cranking motherfucker. That big block bitch ain't on here talking shit. I heard him call my name like 3 times. You know I get attention when you do that.
Who it is?
Everybody wants your cornbread, aren't you? Everybody knows that's the third motherfucker
jiffy.
Scared to bring that car down.
Okay.
He's got that sweet cornbread.
I got that Jiffy Lube. Come get some of that motherfucking Jiffy Lube, motherfucker.
Hey, and guess what? Hey, the only place Jiffy Lube still in business is across that lake. Over here, they couldn't handle it. They don't have a Jiffy Lube in the world no more.
You gonna eat your cornbread, Cheese?
You gonna eat my cornbread?
Yeah, he
gonna be washing drawers next.
Okay, all right. I'm loving that shit. That's how motherfuckers talk shit. When they scared of you, they're going to talk shit like that. Yeah.
Hey, Richard Pryor, you better keep off your ass. But if they get on your ass, you bring it to them.
Yeah, I'm handling all three of y'all ass.
Hey,
I ain't going to say much.
Right there.
I ain't going to say much.
We're going to start calling T. Your new name is Biscuit. You Biscuit. You can't go home like this.
Mm-hmm.
Better run for the gun line.
So that means your new name is Eat a Biscuit, then, huh? Yeah, Eat a Biscuit.
Hey, call me Jang-a-Lang then. Jang-a-Lang. Yeah, you know Jang-a-Lang had biscuits for work.
See, she's about to run for
the
gun line.
All fine and
done. Take your time out, T's, and realize what you did tonight, man. Just go back and reevaluate your situation.
Hey, gang, you the least of my words. The least of my words, bro.
Hey, it cost you nothing to pay me no mind.
Look, I made you go get another motor. Yeah.
Oh,
we
no.
got another motor.
No.
You had to get
hey,
another
no.
transmission that would go with that
no.
motor because the one you had,
no.
bitch, wouldn't stay
no,
together.
No.
I do know 9090. Hey.
Y'all
know
my
Carolina. Tell me, I don't know.
Hey,
huh?
Jamie.
Yeah.
Nah, Clay opened my eyes and showed me I need to get another mold when he came around another big end. That's what made me go get another mold. I'm being honest with you.
That shows you how weak that other motherfucker was.
Now see how quiet you got, because you never been outside of Clay, huh?
Yeah, I have, too.
Yeah. How they worked out for you? How they worked out for you?
Didn't you get outside of Daniel?
Yeah, I ain't there. I'm sorry, Dan. Yeah, you're right. I ain't ran nobody but Daniel. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. You got outside of Clay before?
You know I have.
No, I promise. I never saw you get outside of Clay. I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
How you made out with that?
Hey, my chest feel bowed up.
I understand.
My chest feel bowed up. I can't say no more than that. My chest feel bowed up. You trying to figure out shit when I tell you that.
Oh, I lost the Clay. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you I lost him.
I wouldn't race you with the motor you had. But the motor I know you got and I know what you done, yeah, we can get it in. Yeah,
bruh,
you had to go out there and get it to get to me, though. You had to go out there and get it to get to me.
You know you would have never got on side of that dude, man. Stop it, bro.
His driver be dreaming about driving my car. Now, tell me I'm lying.
Man, you're a hell of a liar.
Yeah.
You go
crazy,
man.
Your driver be drooling, be wanting to drive my car. He be, man, you cannot, am I lying, yes or no?
Man, you is lying, man. Heaven never said you wanted to drive your car.
Man, that dude be every time, man, he loved my car, man. That dude drove my car one time, and that dude loved that car. Now, I know Heaven ain't gonna lie
about
that.
What do you like about
Heaven
drove your car? You better start laughing because you know Heaven ain't never drove your car.
I just told you.
It's fast.
Oh, boy.
You're going to see what he's talking about.
Stop it, bro. You need to stop it, bro.
I don't know. Remember, we got a bet on the light the race. Because you think he's going to cut a better light than me? You think I can't cut a light? That's why I love that part, too. But I ain't never raised nobody but Daniel, just my little brother, my other little brother.
Yeah.
That means you gotta be like the third. Cause Daniel is the next one. Then is you. So that means you gotta be like the third.
So Daniel can't beat you either.
What you talking about?
That what you saying? So Daniel can't beat you.
Daniel ain't racing nobody right now. So we'll leave Daniel alone.
Okay.
Man.
I ain't put him in no retirement. That man ain't in retirement. That man working on something.
He ain't say nothing about you. Hey, cheese.
I said Mo put him in retirement.
Hey, I tell you one thing. Y'all done watch that race a couple of times from Atmo this weekend. Daniel ain't going over there fucking with him right now.
Oh, bro, nah. I'm going to give him congratulations on that. I forgot all about it.
That shit don't scare me. He's over there picked up on the little 547 call. That shit don't scare me.
Listen, man. Wait, what would he beat on?
He beat on the 547 call, man. Come on, man.
I bet you one thing. I bet you that 5 second call get on your ass.
I'm
not even talking about Mo car. I'm talking about that other car. I bet you that
Mustang will
get dead on your ass.
He might. He get his ass
off. Tell him me a 5 second call and bet.
So what, he just ran 5 seconds against Mo?
He shut it off.
Mo car run 520, so, and they run 550.
Man, get the fuck. All right. Yeah. You run 5:30.
Time, Mo
yeah, you that's why I said
I'm
saying. You run 5:30.
I'm going to tell you this.
It's public knowledge. It's public knowledge. Y'all
ain't
no There ain't no pass
that Mo Jeezy made a really small block home made that we scared of. We not scared of no. We get our ass whooped.
Well,
that's just the way it
look,
is.
There's a difference between being scared and being foolish. You not foolish.
Well, we'll be foolish. No, we foolish. You should know that by now.
No, because see, when you get
to a
certain
point. I'm a hard head. Listen. Okay, well, let me tell you this. I'm a hard head motherfucker. How about that?
You ain't that hard-headed because you didn't change cars full time. You would have been came out if you was hard-headed, so stop saying that.
Well, no. The reason I changed cars is because And second of all, to be honest with you, Brian, I just took a little break. But we, listen, I was looking at racing.
No, I'm telling you, I respect that. I ain't going to say nothing about what I'm telling you. I respect that.
Me and Matt, I was looking back at tape, bro. Me and James, we race hard for I ain't lying to y'all. 2012, I got on tape from Hub City when everything was going down. We started racing from then to 21, bro. I was taking a little break, dog. That's a lot of money.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We just talking shit, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm still going to get on your ass, too, I don't think you're getting no pay.
Well, you just keep your chin strap tight. It's all good. We're having fun.
Hey, y'all, you know, as soon as I get all pressure, as soon as I fire that bitch, I'm going to go live to every group in the fucking world. Don't worry.
You mean that shit. You know,
I'm a fire. I'm a fire on these bitches.
And I'm going to tell you to bring me in on your live, and I'm going to tell you, don't talk to me if you're chewing on that fucking towel. That's what I'm going to tell you. Leave me alone. Jeez, you laughing, but he going to whoop your ass, too, because you've been claiming like you've been letting him make it. So you just be cool.
Oh, you just trying to throw that fire off your ass. Anytime y'all want to get that fire off y'all ass, y'all always try to throw me and Danny in the cross.
What you?
The old man trying to melt that cheese.
Wait, somebody phone was messing up.
See, they really help you out because the fire is on your ass, see?
The what? No, it ain't. I said
it
ain't on me.
When you put that spanking on, cheese. Tell him put two of them chickens on in the pot for me, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I want two of them chickens you got.
You'll be fucking hungry waiting on them chickens. I ain't lying.
you're gonna get one of them chickens ain't gonna have no wings and no legs. You're gonna get the straight stomach.
He gonna try to throw hand gain on me. I gave the queen a pass.
Yeah,
I'm bringing that fucking crank to your ass. We starting that bitch.
You don't need no pass, man. What you talking about?
I feel sorry for him, bro. You better leave the Quinn alone.
Now, don't you start that shit, Jamie.
Man, shit. He got the orange truck motor.
Was that the Quinn call and man came at the door?
Well, yeah.
Hey, come here, come. You saw that shit, I come.
Oh, shit.
No wonder.
Man, Big Lockie got a motor to motor race. He drive, I drive. I'm gonna make sure I strap up. I ain't trying to come up.
Oh,
shit. Lord. Y'all gonna have to clear all the sidelines out for that shit.
Man,
ain't nobody
gonna
have
Bud
Light
everywhere.
I can see Lockie going down there, man. Going to beer can.
Big Lockie gonna have that little blue cap on that come over your ear.
You heard me?
You heard me? Yeah. He ain't gonna play no games with you. Man,
Lock won a big race this weekend, didn't he? Then they want to race with Bring Money this weekend.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they won. They got in the shootout. They ran. They won two races in the shootout, and then they run the grudge race.
Hey, hi. Did you see Rocket in that Bring Money car?
That's what we're talking about.
They got that
one
thing stepping. In that Bring Money car.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Lockett.
Yeah, right, man, you stay in the tub.
Lockett called me at 1:11 in the morning.
Yeah, all right.
I said, what's up? I Bring Money. Look, I said, shit, that bitch rolling. That bitch rolling.
Hey, look.
Oh, yeah, it's rolling.
Hey, Hot, they called me.
Yeah.
Kelton called me about an hour ago. I didn't know he had me on speaker, and Lil Lockett and all of them was there. So he asked me, he said, hey, you think I could drive, Bring Money like that? I said, let me tell you something, Kelton. You better do like I do and keep talking shit. If you want to kill yourself, get in the car.
Come on, man.
I said, dude, that fucking tail, let me tell you something. That fucking tail that Lil Lockett and that fucking boy from Mississippi made, ain't no fucking regular driver could have made that. You have to know what the fuck you were doing. Because them motherfuckers ice skating going through that, boy. That was a fucking straight driver's race, bro. I'm talking about them motherfuckers from start to finish. Them motherfuckers, hey, none of them left. They was driving them bitches.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Whenever you talk to Fishman, ask Fishman what I said about that race. I said, let me tell you something. Motherfuckers go out there talking that day fast shit and go out there fucking around with them boys. Say, you see that shit with that Mississippi car and locking them? Man, you better have your shit together, man. Period. Have your shit together. That's all to it. Ain't nothing else to say. Have your shit together.
Hey, Hot.
Hey.
Did that boy Evan come down here 4 deep in the Malibu? Drove it?
Yeah.
You know what? And the boom was riding in there with him.
Yeah.
Hey, but like I said, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I told Fishman this tonight too. I said, they came down here 4 deep in that car. I said, but I got to say this. Fucking little car is flying. Man, that car flying.
Yes, sir.
That little car is flying.
Right,
ain't no question about it. That little car is rolling.
Cajun land down here 4 deep in the booth.
That little car is rolling, bro. That little car rolling.
Man, that been fast.
Well, and I can't say he rolled without saying Breon rolled. Them calls was flying, bro. You know, Erickson.
Yeah, that boy was riding, bro.
Man, look, if you look at that video I shot from the eighth of a mile, you can hear where
boy
both
got on the scramble button together
at the same time, bro. And them bitches went
the
screaming.
Scramble button together.
Them motherfuckers hit the scramble
together.
Not even, what you think, about 60 foot? Not even 60 foot, huh?
Both of them riding there, bro. 100 feet out, they went to it. They went to
about
it. They closed always gates. 100 foot, they closed always gates. It sounded like one went to theirs because they heard the other one come on.
Hey, Mr. Cheese, you finished with me tonight, bro?
Oh, I like how you said Mr. Cheese. I like spelling with capital letters, too. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you good, man. You off the tension right now.
No, you don't. Expect a phone call tomorrow.
But if I catch you running in them hallways, don't let me catch you running in them hallways. I'm tearing that ass up, pulling that paddle.
Well, I dropped out of school a long time ago, man. What's wrong with you?
Okay. If you can't figure out what I'm talking about hallways, you talking about school. If you can't figure out what I'm talking about.
He better be the track coach, huh, Jing? Better be the track coach.
Yeah.
Hey, you can expect a phone call in the morning from me, bro. I mean, you're going to finalize this out, bro, because we can't keep going
he's
on.
He's
like
going to call you now. He's going to call you in the morning. They've been holding a while. And then look, 504-1882, who we got? 504-1882. All right, go back on mute. Hey, Boone, your mic open.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right.
What's up, Mr. Boone?
I know that I was looking at something.
No, I just want to clarify something, Jim, before I get out there bad. We did not drive all the way from State Capitol in that car. We trailered it to Gentilly, and we left the trailer and truck by his cousin. And we rode all through the city, went through the pad, they went there. We left there, went back up by the D shop, then got on the interstate, and we went out, and then we went to the fire. And then he raced, and then we left and drove back to Gentilly. Loaded up and went on. They dropped me off in Baywood and they went on the Opelousas.
Four deep in the Malibu, though, man?
Yeah, four deep.
Yeah.
I just wanted to screen that out because I didn't want people to think that boy drove away from Opelousas. I mean, he could do it now, but I mean, coming up for you, if you tab something, man, you can't get your shit home or. I pay a tow truck a lot of money, man. You know, but he did what he wanted to do. He got that play that Mo 3, and you know everybody ain't your friend. You know, we had a blast, man. Went to the Waffle House. Yeah, went to the Waffle House and everything, man. Yeah, had fun. Hey, let me tell you something though. That was a damn good race though. And
hey, Boone. We got that. Like I said, that motherfucker rolling. Period. Ain't no question about it. That little car rolling.
I like how that motherfucker scratch.
I said, damn, ain't no G body can scratch that goddamn for that motherfucker.
It don't pick the tires up, but he can make it pick the tires up. I know y'all have seen the picture, but. That motherfucker goddamn squat that ass and hold that goddamn head up, and that motherfucker gets me under, boy. I'm going to tell y'all something, though. I don't know who all stayed out there late, but we made another pass, like, after that.
He made a better pass than last
one. No, it broke loose again.
It didn't in the same spot, but he went further.
Right. Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying he thought, you got to remember how he thinking now. He think, well, damn, bro, if I just stayed off the, you know what I'm saying, and that's what he was thinking. So he said, well, I'm going to go and make a hit. And we even went by the pad. We came straight up the road. We were going to make a hit on the pad, but them folks, it was a bad accident out there, man. Somebody in an Altima down there by the plant. By the Caressa City down there.
Knock his feet on him. I mean, knock that pole on him.
You seen that shit, huh?
Yeah, in the middle of the band. I saw that.
Yeah, so we ain't stopped to make no shakedown down there. We just went on around by the bridge and went down and did to the, you know, and loaded up and come on down that road. We had a blast, man. We went to the track all day long in State Capitol.
They had that little heavy, what they call it, heavyweight truck. They call it, I think that's the class for it. And they be up there, Appaloosa, talking about all that shit with them trucks up there, street racing and everything. So they had a big race today. Old big dude with the blue truck and the old man with the white truck. And boy, those two, that was another good race for Sunday. Those two two truck goddamn went on down through that motherfucker, boy. Both of them would shoot the house down. Yeah, they both were shooting the house down.
I was kind of nervous, man. I mean, I know everybody want to do safety, but a lot of people just don't make that move because they're worried about not being able to go down the track. And we ain't going to even say why, but safety, yeah, is key. But everybody that come don't have safe shit, period.
Right. Well,
the tech man, you know, you got a lot of guys that's out there with their car.
You know, that's our
model.
You know, that's our motto at our track, too. But at the same time, we ain't going to let you come there without a helper and do none of that. No.
Yeah, you got to do that at least, you know.
You may sneak through the crack, because the moment somebody come and tell me, I'm going to find your car. Say, well, you ain't going to be down that road no more than that, bro, without getting a helper. You could get somebody helper to just sit still, bro, and get it. I see people don't realize, man, you can lose an arm, you can lose a leg, you can lose a finger, you can lose a toe, but you can't lose that head.
You bump that head.
You lose that head
the right way, you in the bind.
Oh, yeah, that too. If there's anybody out there listening to this conversation right now, man, anything y'all need for safety equipment, I can drop ship it to your door. All you got to do is tell me what size you need, what you want, from the helmet to the neck brace to the hand maneuver to the shoes to the socks to the ski mask to anything that's dealing with safety if you want to be safe. Blankets. All y'all guys get mad when them officials bag y'all motherfucking ass up because y'all got oil dripping on your motherfucking car. You understand me? If you had that motherfucker $165 blanket on that motherfucker, they would have never seen that.
Yep.
But who am I?
True.
Who am I? I've been offering it for what, 2 years. I can sell you any parts that you can go buy. You know? So you got to call me with your phone. Hey, man, and I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people on this show listening. And I got some people, man. I can't name them all because I'm going to forget somebody. But, hey, I appreciate everything that y'all do, man. Everything, y'all like the local people in Baton Rouge with the fittings and all that stuff. People having these older cars with these old pumps and that they don't sell no more, so they got to upgrade to this pump and the fittings different. Got to break it. And they support me on that level, there, man. I appreciate it, man. But I can honestly say, man, if I wasn't trying to risk it myself, I'd have been closed that shit down. You know.
Hey boom.
Uh-huh.
Hey boom.
Yes,
boy, I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate you fucking the church's money up. Next time you better call me. You coming on there fucking with Black Jesus again?
Yeah. Oh no, man! Listen, homeboy. I was gambling, homeboy. That dude asked me. I said, man, let me tell you something. I said, who talked that race up for you? I said, hey, Black Jesus, roll, homeboy. You better get your shit together. And I was just at the track, and I said, well, fuck it, ain't no sense in driving two. I'm gonna go down there anyway in my own truck. So I said, ain't no sense in taking two trucks, and I can get in the truck with y'all. So I parked my truck and got in the truck with them.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we were going to get out like that. And I just didn't feel like that he was going to be able to get on the scramble button as fast as we were. And it happened the obvious way.
Boom. You should have got boom. I ain't going to lie. You see about that scramble button? I watched that video from the top end. Sound like Kevin went to the scramble and, like, Black Jesus had a scramble hooked to his.
Kevin was ahead now at the start of the race.
Oh, he was. Hey, Kevin was out a car or half a car.
No, he wasn't that far. No, he was that boy.
He had at least a half a car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't no car.
And when they went to it, Kevin went to the left a little bit.
I drove, what's the name on that ship? Black Jesus. God damn it, I drove way to Georgia to be with Black Jesus. Fuck you talking about.
Oh, yeah. Man, you know, like you say, you bet how you want to bet, but
Hey, it was a good race. That was a fucking race.
Hey, boom. You know why I say that? Because, look, Antoine Evan put on Facebook the next day. He said, man, I done fucked the church's money. I'm fucking with Black Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he did that. He said riding down the highway.
What is it? Fucking with Rafael De La Ghetto in the good time.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw Antoine Evan put that shit on there, I laughed my ass off, man. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, fuck the church money.
Hey,
fucking with Black
and
Jesus.
Get what, though? And get what? Get what the moral of the story is. They had fun.
They had fun, man. Then that's the first time coming
out there. And when we got there, Jesus hollered at me, and I needed to grab him and brought him over to wherever it was. And they talked like, man. They were like, yeah, man, I'm going to make me some hits, man. We get out. We're going to race. Ain't no secret. You know what I'm saying? Because he said he going to make him a hit. And then he said, okay, when I cool off, I'm going to make me a hit too. And then we didn't do good the first time. We going to make another hit. But we good, though. Hey. Cause he going back.
Man,
he going
had
back
a good time.
He
had a good
later.
Time. That was all too.
He gonna come. He gonna try. And then watch this here too, How Rod. He was on radio. Had Slicks on back of the truck. But he didn't put him on there. But he was supposed to put him on there. He got another set of wheels, rims, and he gonna put the. He gonna have.
But
he
didn't break loose out the gate, so it wasn't a tie.
Oh, no, but you, I mean, come on, man. You didn't see the fuck had to keep pulling me out of that motherfucker shit, man. Come on, man. I kept me a step in this shit, man. This, man. Hey. Shit. Man,
hey, I'm going to tell you like this. The five is prep for radios. To about 80 feet, that's a radio track.
Yeah.
Sure. So whatever you going to do. Whatever your 60-foot is, take about 4 tenths off of it and apply everything in there.
Right. And that's what I was trying to tell everyone what we needed to do. But I don't know the terminology of that computer shit, so I was asking him, is it possible he could just put everything right here? Pool timing.
Mm-hmm. And then bring it back.
And then ramp it back in. But But he did fuck with it after that pass. They still did it though. But
man, the car ran damn good, bro.
Yeah, but you can't win no race to blow the tires out there. Go high ride. When that motherfucker see planning. It's gonna be
from the video I saw I was there, but from the video it didn't blow the tires. It just pushed left. The car pushed left. Look at the anti-roll. It pushed left. Right. It went left. Look at the anti-roll.
Okay.
Take a little bit off the anti-roll.
I don't even know if that car got anti-roll on it.
When you put more pressure on it, well, if you don't have none on there, you know what to do. If the shock's adjustable, you know what to do.
He got to get him some.
give him a little bit on that side. Give him a little bit on the passenger side. Because it pushed him over there to the driver's side. It did. It pushed him.
They had 10 tornado strikes in Mississippi, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what it
is. Tonight?
Yeah, it's on headline now.
It's coming in right now. That warm front and that cool front. Coming in right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hurry up.
My fucking clothes and my shop stayed wet all motherfucking day today. It was so humid in there. And I had all the fans running in that motherfucker. I guess they didn't put that stuff down when they pulled the country. I guess they did that day. Huh? Yeah, but I think that you put that Bisquin down. Before you pull the slab and it won't do it. Something you do concrete. Ooh, look at that. What's up? Muscle. That's in Alabama. Muscle Flow, Alabama. They getting it too.
Yeah, the whole southern is supposed to get in Mississippi. We in Alabama. It's coming in on the backside of Texas, so they not getting it, but we getting it. Supposed to go north before it hit Florida.
Yeah, 16.
We're all right now.
What time is it going to be here tonight?
I'm trying to get my shit off the grill. Not wind picking up.
Not oh, that's a bad to get up there around northern and middle Mississippi. Well, we get a little lighter stuff look like. I suppose it. Well, I hope so.
Hey, any of y'all know that car that Black Jesus locked in with for Orlando? The car they call Shine?
I saw that car run out there a few times. I thought it's orange. It's orange.
It's orange.
Run out there. Yeah.
So that's a Louisiana car?
No. Yeah, he might. He probably from on that end.
Shine, that's a Memphis boy, huh?
That's Memphis, yeah. He probably from out there with Shine and them from Memphis. Shine, but Shine Euler had to drive in the white vet.
And yeah,
running
the motorcycle. Yeah, that's what I said.
Had to get him the back tie.
They get Jesus the back tie?
Yeah.
I watched him move a couple of times. The car run good on the big end. But, you know, home team, fuck. The orange car. It run good on the big end, but better have his shit together because Black Jesus run down there on the big end.
Right.
Back tie, I mean.
They both set up the same. Both of them OD transmission, you know.
Yeah, but they ain't the same, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
They be doing different shit.
Yeah,
but I'm betting with the home team. Period.
Hey, you taking that ride?
You want to go?
Right. On the 8,
no, don't get quiet. Don't talk low now, motherfucker.
Oh, I said yeah. You
know, don't want to talk loud in front of the old ladies. Where you say you going?
No, I'm sitting in my truck. That's on the 8, huh?
Oh, 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What you want to do?
Y'all got to leave Wednesday.
Yeah, you got to leave Wednesday now.
Yeah, they're going in an RV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me too. What you want to do?
Is that right?
You
want to
go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go by his house hot.
Ooh, what you mean hot? I thought you was talking shit on the show.
Meet me on the front room. My dog. Jamie,
you ain't going to that motherfucker. You talking your shit.
You can walk outside. You can see because I'm going to tell him right now. Hey, what's up? Hi, what's happening, dog? What's up?
Yeah, man, I got something coming by your belly, though.
Yeah.
Look at that big RV, huh? People out there wonder, what the fuck did RV doing outside?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you going to ride up there in the house? Oh, I got you, motherfucker.
You hear me now? Walk out the door. Get the damn camera up. What's up, dog? What's how you been?
Oh, yeah.
No, we had some come up, man. I can't go.
Oh, man. Man.
He just got in trouble thinking about going. Fuck. I'll tell you what, they got some races locked up, dude. So I just told
you. Know, a lot of them dudes race one time.
A lot of people build cars to go to dump race.
You'd be surprised how much money the boy be running for that. Man, it should be, man.
Damn, Zaza going out here. One of that boom, Zaza. Whatever you call it.
Yeah, I saw that. Zaza was running somebody out there.
Yeah, Bruiser.
Who that?
Zaza. I'm looking at the list of
Big Zaza.
All these races.
They call it Big Zaza.
Well.
We call him Big Zaza.
Oh, okay.
Shit, they got a ton of. I'm going to tell them right now. The dude, Teflon got a race every opening day. Friday and Saturday. And, huh? Shit, I'm getting in that action. At lunch, too. My little lunch need this. Little race. Yep. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Shit, I count. Oh, that's 25 Friday.
Tony's trying to put that fucking pro mine on Mo. Tony's been mad since that loss.
What is it?
Well, I see that beat on pro mine.
What does a pro mod, man? What does a pro mod consist to be?
I guess everything plastic, front to back.
Mm-hmm.
To me, mm-hmm. And tools. But it was telling
man,
me I had a...
Man, I could sit a double frame rail all the way up front. You ain't no stock suspension if you got double frame rail all the way up front.
True.
Oh, they get by that damn easy. They don't need that double frame rail up front.
They give them a measurement on how much stock frame rail they had to have. Because when I looked at that post that they said, you consider all steel, all glass, if you have, what did it say, 2 inches of, what, did it say 2 inches of frame?
Yeah,
stock frame rail?
Yeah, 2 inches past the shock
man,
so
you just got to have a, what's it, man, what kind of shit? Yeah, man, but I don't race that group, so I ain't got nothing to say about it.
Yeah,
but
that's a bad group.
2 inches of frame rail mean you still all steel? Mostly I'm staying out of the way.
Yep. Well.
But boys doing it big, man. It's a badass class. And no question about it. It's a badass class. Like you said, that's going to probably be the showstopper out there at all. No Guts, No Glory.
How y'all up, guys?
All glass. 484.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're trying to. A lot of them got some business that they can take care of.
Oh, yeah. Man, where, what you call it been at? Where Riddell been at, man?
I don't know. Did Alabama lose again this weekend? I ain't even seen him on here.
Riddell don't want nobody else to call him out after he made that statement.
Oh, there he is. Riddell, your mic open.
Uh-oh. Where you at, Cook?
For another motherfucker that ain't doing no racing over there, Hot Rod. What's happening, Hot Rod? I'm talking to that motherfucker that say I don't want nobody to call me out. He don't race his car either. I should have asked him last week. The motherfucker that can't leave off the front porch.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to be over there. Come on. Come on, see the races. Yeah, quit talking shit about other people's shit and can't and don't race your own shit.
Oh,
shit. Uh-oh. Man broke, bro.
You always got an excuse, but you could hustle everybody else. You always got a fucking excuse. You're missing some boats. You ain't got some boats. Your battery broke. Your transmission broke. You want me to finish reading the fucking excuses?
Yeah, that's what I told him, Rizal, man.
You ain't heard what I told Big Lock? You ain't heard what I told Big Lock? Leave the drivers and do like me and run your mouth.
No, I tell you one thing. I tell you one thing. Come February, beware. Stand around and watch the show.
I'm just saying, gonna make that statement again.
Any motherfucker standing on 28, come see me.
Salmon boy.
Yeah.
And you goddamn right, boy, unless you got their ass beat this weekend and I pick up that.
Yeah, I know they got two of them, Jill. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, Dave just fell off. There he go. Yeah, I know he gonna go. Ain't gonna get their ass beat Saturday.
Yeah, you know that. I hate to say it. I'm an LSU fan, but Georgia.
And Alabama got his goddamn schedule. Mike fucking play for the championship. I'll be goddamn. How did that happen? Because
cool.
Everybody above him lost. Damn.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah. Damn, because everybody that was on top of him lost. Ain't that some shit? And y'all can't win out.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, hey, y'all. Listen, I like Alabama.
Y'all can't win out
by
the softest fucking teams y'all had. Jumbo Fisher put an ass whipping on y'all. Y'all goddamn head can't stand.
Oh, shit.
Damn, who going to put their L in their pocket now?
Do what?
Y'all talk that shit.
Oh, you know, Jumbo, what you calling?
Huh?
What'd you say?
And y'all talking that crazy, and the goddamn Bama gonna lobby pay for the fucking championship.
No, I said I was trying to get you on here to see if you was on here. You feel like scrolling down the numbers? That's why I said did Alabama lose? And shit.
Oh, Daniel over that. Daniel over that. Ging. He was on the two step, huh?
Hey, bro. Well, double or nothing, bro. Double or nothing. I'm still on my two step. Double or nothing.
It don't make a difference if you triple or nothing, Daniel. I'm willing to lose. That's up the hand and you'll be able to dig in your pocket.
But dig in it then. Triple it.
500.
No, I ain't betting no $500.
What y'all betting on?
Alabama and Georgia.
I would double or nothing, dog. Bet on.
The money I pick up this weekend on Alabama and Georgia, I can bet you whatever you need to bet. Cause y'all, boy, guess what? Everybody in Baton Rouge thought y'all was going to Texas and win. But what we did? Where was number 40? That little hero y'all had. One play. What happened to the quarterback? Arkansas taught him how to stop that motherfucker. Hold him down, and y'all ain't got shit. And what they did? Y'all ain't even had a run game, man. Y'all couldn't even stop the run. Man, y'all pitiful. One horse town.
Hey, bro, that running back is a good running back. He just come back. He's pretty good.
Man, had Arkansas been there, y'all ass was whipped in. Arkansas hold y'all a 3 points till the fourth quarter, man. Was on the 3-yard line just like the Saints this weekend. Four times. Had they had that quarterback, 260 pounds, 6'3", they would have scored. Arkansas beat y'all with two high school quarterbacks, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Damn. And Daniel might not even play next week. He's running around there with a boot on. Ain't that a bitch? Well, both of them Daniels got boots on. Madison boy Daniel and motherfucking Daniel over here. Got a boot. How long Mo put a boot on you? Mo put a boot on you 3 years ago.
Ooh, Lord.
Ooh, Lord.
You over here trying to tell me I spend my money right now.
No, Daniel. Don't put that. Don't put pressure on me, man. I ain't telling no man how to spend their money.
Listen to me, bro. Like I told Hot Rod, I took a break from 2012. To 2021, dog. We was at it.
Hey,
hard.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man. No. Don't put that bad press on me, man. No. But you all, if you can't hold your own all pressure, go sit your ass in the corner.
I've been in the corner, dog.
I've been in the corner. You have no right to be out here bidding on shit. Get in the corner.
Boy, I can't wait. I'm going to fix your lips, too, here shortly.
Boy, you can't wait. So shut the fuck up, because you can't say when you're coming or when you ain't coming. Tell Mo take that boot off your feet, and you might come tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Riddell.
Man.
Riddell, you gonna,
huh?
You gonna wait till Mogul, you gonna wait till Mogul Big Block,
man,
then he gonna come up.
More chan that motherfucker to the river docks and he can't even move.
You gonna
more
wait till Mogul come up with the Big Block.
The ferry dock. Hey, somebody tell Moan Chan that man off the ferry docks and let him go. He a river boy captain. He allowed to go down the river. Mo told that nigga, if he move off that fucking dock, he'll shoot him dead.
Correction, dog. Correction. I'm a port engineer. I ain't no big baller like
man,
this captain,
man, I don't care. You can't move right now. You stuck in the port. Tell Mo open the gate to let you out.
I'll be downtown New Orleans tomorrow mingling with those people.
Okay. Well, ask Mo, can you move? Because he got you locked in the port right now.
I'm gonna call him up to see if he can let me wild away for a little while, you know.
All right. And when you bring that goddamn nobody, you get everything in drag racing.
The show is recorded.
I don't give a damn if you put it on MP3. What you call a tube chassis car?
You tell me.
I don't know. Sound like a chassis car to me if that somebody ain't got some frame rails up under it. And not just 2 inches of it. You know, everybody can figure out how to cheat now. That's the name of the game, and you ain't cheating if you follow the rules. But back to LSU, man, because you can't do no racing right now. You asked for this ass whooping. I'm sorry. Let me go back on mute.
Oh, man.
What's happening, Hot Rod? You coming up the way, man? Come on. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I'm coming up. We coming up. Hey, I'm going to bring Dave Quinn good talking ass with me. We coming.
It's going to be nice, bro. We ain't never seen a bunch of grudge racing. Come on. You about to see some shit.
We coming.
The weather's supposed to be nice, too. Shit.
We coming. Well, when we make that turn off of that, what that is, the exit by the big gas station on the right-hand side, over there on the right-hand, and then you go through that thing that's over the top on the left, when I come through there, I'm going to call you.
That's all you got to holler at, bro.
Hey, because I had to do some boats out there one time, and they had that race, and I was sticking the motherfucker on that boat. I said, man, that racetrack right there, and I can't go. But I know y'all at. I know I make that left.
They
come up under that little opening.
They're gonna be making passes Wednesday.
Hey, Quinn. You heard it. Well, we gonna have to leave
for the Super Bowl.
Put Mrs. Slip in.
Hey,
you calling me, Hot Rod? I told you I can't go.
I want that.
I'm gonna put mine.
He always go. What that boy used to drive that blue Nova Nuckin got? What his name is? Him and his son always do.
Oh, that's he used to be down in Holly Grove.
Him and his son always there.
Yeah, they always there. They call him Bird, but yeah,
them. Yeah, Bird. Man, they be at all the races. Yep. Bird be to all the races.
Man, Bird be everywhere.
Yeah, Bird worked with
Bird had that Burgundy IROC, like IROC Z, like yeah.
He used to drive blue ice.
They drive a little bit.
Yep. They big hey Riddell, Big Nug and Head was out there on the five the other night. Shit, they were seeing them street races going out.
Damn.
Man, what happened to Blue Ice?
I think the owner, you know, he older guy, I think he just kinda chilled out, you know. I think Nug still
yeah,
with it though.
They always that boy be out damn near every race I've been to. I've seen him and his son.
Oh yeah, they be everywhere.
There's all of them. He be telling us all my kind of stuff.
Yeah. Big Nug and Head was out there. I was fucking with him. I said, he looked at me. I said, where that Nova at? He said, "Oh, is that the house?" I said, "I was just letting you know I know who you are. That's all. I was just, I don't want it now. I ain't looking for no trouble. I was just letting you know I know who you are now. Go ahead now."
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, Jamie, you had it right. He had more people at the goddamn fire than he had
yeah,
in the damn track.
You was at the pad, too? You went to the pad?
Yeah, we was there first. We was there first because, like I said,
my
it was the G-Body
out there.
I was supposed to run the G-Body. The G-Body said he wasn't going to come. And then I was supposed to run the little F-Body. And he said he couldn't hook up. So that's the only reason we didn't do nothing. I mean, we was just going to try something, too. And, hey, I ain't going to even lie, Jamie. Luckily they didn't. I got to the house today. I said, let me just try stuff out, turn the nitrous switch on. And the nitrous came on when I just turned the switch on. And the button was bleeding voltage, too. Enough voltage
yeah,
to turn the progressor on. Man.
Yeah. You see what happened? You see what happened when the progressors come on? Y'all seen it in the fucking line off.
But, hey, I'd have turned that button off and would have waited on the flag, man. When that flashlight would have came on, I'd have turned it on. I'd have ran all the way to the train track.
Well, hi, Rod. Why you think there are more people on the five than they have at the racetrack?
Well, you already know what it is. Hey, I ain't going to lie.
The goddamn five.
I told him earlier. I really did tell him earlier. It's the ambiance. You accept it out there. Everybody having fun. You accept it, and it's just what it is. Everybody having fun.
But the key thing too is, you know what you're gonna get, and you prepare for what you're gonna get, and it works for what you know you're going to get. If you ain't going there with no expectation of that it's going to be this and it end up being that.
I got to
know what
you're
going to get when you go there.
They got the best, and I'm going to put it out there, I'm going to talk that shit. They got the best prep man for the street in the world out there. Shake them off, Chag had the egg. They were pulling their shoes off in that right lane. You hear me?
But what I'm saying is, you know what you're going to get. You prepare your car for what you're going to get, and it don't change. You get what it is what they tell you it's going to be.
True. Ain't no lie about that. But I'm going to tell you, Riedel, I mean, we know we need it all the way through, but that first 80 to 100 feet, man, that's drag radio prep. I know he's pulling about 375 or 40.
Ah, damn.
Hey. Jamie, them boys was doing some strange shit out there. With some cars.
Man,
and
Jamie,
good talk.
Jamie,
good
that motherfucker pulling
not
your shoes off
talk.
Your feet,
I'm talking
man.
About talk. I'm talking about talk.
Yeah.
And it stayed consistent. Not no horse. You know, people say, oh, I make 1,000 horsepower. How much talk you make? That's what's going to tell me how much you're trying to dig this fucking concrete up off the ground or this asphalt. And them boys were turning them timers down. But, you know, it's not a track.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people not going to take that chance. But you had enough people out there. When the police did come on the pad, now I'm saying the five was working. The pad was coming around. It going to come back quick regardless. The pad was coming around quick. That ground is seasoned, period. Once you get some heat in there, and it react, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I be looking at, like when they doing that shit with the tracks. You know, you get a track that's having issues. Can you really scrape it down and put some prep on it that day or 2 days to make it do something? Or does it have to be seasoned and have all that shit down in the concrete or whatever it is? I don't know.
Hey, Rock, let me answer that for you. Just the way I look at it, no guts or no glory. When you see them races on Wednesday, them boys hitting the tires, they're able to push the pad. They race for 3 days, and on Friday, what happened? They go straight down Broadway.
There they go. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I mean, if you know, thinking about it like that, if it's like that, you can't get a prep guy to make it happen quickly.
Right. That's why we always try to have a race on Friday to make the track better for Saturday, you know? Put some rubber down, you know? Ralph said you gotta have a good foundation. Like you said, the pad got a good foundation in the other place. That's what you get it quicker. But you gotta have a good foundation.
Yeah.
Hey, I know I rode through that. I went to the east. When was it? Hey, I forgot last week. Shit, I rode through the pad right there, slow down, man. You rode through that, you hit your keep rolling. I said, God damn.
Oh, man. There we go. 504-4568. Here we go. Right, there you go, Bill. Mike. I fucking hurt my eardrums. Y'all still there?
Man, yeah, I ain't hear Jay. Not Elton ain't on here tonight. I ain't hear no live on tonight. Where is that?
Sound like somebody was in the club or something.
Yeah, I don't know. That's something to do with my ear.
Yeah, I had to switch my earpiece. My earpiece went out.
Yeah, shit, I just son of a bitch.
Hey, Quinn, I got them shrimp on the grill. Got them shrimp on the grill. You
come on. Come on.
My little girl keep coming out here talking about, you ready? Go to sleep. You got school.
Yeah.
Shrimp on the bar.
Oh, big old shit. That's it, so we haven't got our business discussed. Birthday shit.
Oh, yeah. So Alan never came on, huh? Alan never made it on, huh?
That number, yeah, I want to see if I'm muted and see. Well, he never called back. Usually when he'll call back. He never called back. That number was
Yep. Jamie, what they did? What did they get rid of that little Nova 2 that was over there, that little burgundy one, or they just shut it down?
No, he I don't know if he had motor trouble. He was gonna freshen it up, and I think he might change some things up. So he don't know. I don't know if it should have been motor trouble, if he had to, or just gonna go through the motor because they beat on it, you know, for a while. But he ain't getting rid of that car.
Yeah. All right. Nice little fucking car there. Nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Shit. Yep. That's it, man. Voila. Yep. All right, well. Anybody else got anything to say? Shut it down, 9:30.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna finish up these shrimp and these last 2,000 breasts and shit. I'm out too. They went picking up. Fuck.
Yeah. All right, fellas. We see y'all next week. All right.
All right.
Later.